If I were an actor and needed to choke up on cue, my go-to moment would be a mission trip. I know this to be true because it's happened to me several times when I explain to somebody what happens on these trips. It almost always occurs when I tell someone that the really great parts of the trips are when people get to know each other. I found that you get to know the people you go to serve, you get to know each other, and you get to know yourself. I've choked up in Arizona telling two seasoned organizers from Experience Mission, the folks we partner with on these trips, about the Palin Circle and Palin Letters. I've choked up telling the director of the Community Chest how on these trips you can be who you truly are and how powerful that is, I think, for a high school kid. I've choked up just telling Otto and Sandra the Sunday after I got back that one of my favorite memories was my first year when Katrina went out of her way to make me feel welcome. You make connections and friends in all sorts of ways on these trips. This was my third trip, and one thing I've come to understand is that each trip is unique, and yet each trip is similar. I've been to West Virginia, Black Mesa, Arizona, and Far Texas. Each place is completely different. The location is different, the people, the work, the sleeping arrangements, how or if you take a shower is different, and each place has unique challenges. Loss of jobs and a way of life in Webster Springs, loss of income and natural resources in Black Mesa, loss of a sense of safety and security on the Mexican border. And yet, in each location, I find the same thing. The people are thoughtful, kind, welcoming, happy, and they are seriously rich in spirituality. I'm sure you'll hear more about them today. But to me, some of the most amazing people I meet every year are the young adults in this church. Simply put, they've taught me how to be a better person. So much of it is so simple, but when you see them do it, it's amazing. You just want to soak it in and figure out how to use it to make yourself a better person. They've taught me how to be kind to one another, how not to judge someone, how amazing it is to find out little things about someone, how powerful it is to do something nice for somebody, and how incredible it is to express how you really feel about someone. I'm sure most everyone is familiar with the movie The Breakfast Club. I always feel good when I watch that movie. These trips are like being in that movie. You get really close to the people on the trip. You find out who they really are instead of who you thought they were. This year, I had great moments talking to Sam while we stuffed bags of food, caught up with Will on two flights on the way home, and had a great conversation with Hallie while sitting outside the church where we stayed on Friday afternoon. And then there's your care group, who in an odd way become like your second family. I have an amazing first family, my wife, Leslie, and my daughters, Maddie, Emma, and Charlotte. They are the centers of my world, the most important things in my life. In the unlikely event that I were ever to willingly get some type of permanent mark on my body, I think it would somehow reflect all of them. Your care group, your second family, becomes like your Breakfast Club family. They're all special in their own way. Peter is great at letting me know if the light was yellow or actually red. Drew's always got chocolate milk for me just when I need it. Naomi's fantastic at knowing that Vera's King of Meats would definitely have a great local t-shirt. Nick is a master at taking a really complicated issue and explaining it in an incredibly insightful way. And Charlotte is always great at surprising me with a song choice that I instinctively thought was Drew's, but is really hers. We have a lot of fun. We work really hard. We learn about each other. We make lasting connections. And at the end of the week, we all care deeply for one another. I don't know where else that would happen with such an unlikely group of people. It's like the Breakfast Club. But why not? You just need a place for it to happen. That's what happened on this mission trip, and that's what happens on every mission trip.